Today's episode of the Watson Weekly Podcast is sponsored by Commerce Tools.
Make sure your brand and your business is ready for the trillion-dollar e-commerce market. Commerce Tools, the global leader in commerce and creator of the powerfully composable Mach architecture, can help you achieve bite-sized wins or upsized achievements faster than ever. Whether you are looking to reduce maintenance costs for legacy systems or put the power of AI to work for you quickly, Commerce Tools is your partner for commerce success. Go to commercetools.com to learn how to get started.
It's March 25th, 2024, and this is the Watson Weekly, your essential e-commerce digest. Today on our show, Shop Talk 2024 recap, Nordstrom could be taken private, Temu's owner PDD doubles annual profit, Google launches retail media beta, and finally, the Investor Minute, which contains five items this week from the world of venture capital, acquisitions, and IPOs. But first, in our shopping cart full of news, Shop Talk 2024 recap. Hot off the press, I just flew back from Shop Talk in Las Vegas. If you haven't been to a lot of conferences, let me try and break down the reasons you go to events at all in e-commerce. First is relationships. After going to shows like this for 20 plus years, for me, this is the highlight. I've made so many friends over the years that in some cases, these events are almost like family reunions and they feel that way. Any other goal pales in comparison to this one. Second, business gets done. Relationships lead to business. They just do. But almost more importantly, people go to conferences to look for solutions to problems. Sometimes those solutions are in the expo hall. Sometimes those solutions are at dinners and events. Sometimes they come from the speaker presentations and sessions. Every year I've spoken at a conference, it's led to business. A conference is a great place to see all your prospects, partners, and current clients in one place. Finally, one of the highlights of the show for me was an RMW Commerce hosted dinner with a select number of friends Tuesday night. Truly great to relax and enjoy a great meal. This year was at the French restaurant Mon Ami Gabi, which is one of my favorites. Thanks to everyone who attended. You know who you are. Now that I've helped you understand why you attend e-commerce events, what was the vibe at the show? First, most retailers and brands I spoke with were still optimistic about 2024. That's a good sign in my book. Second, most attendees I spoke with were incrementally more negative about Shop Talk itself in 2024, despite the fact that most still reported that it was the best show out there. Third, I always love getting opinions from people about the speed dating matrix pods at Shop Talk, and I find people on both sides either love it or hate it. Vendors pay a lot of money for these meetings, and there is really no middle ground on how good these meetings come out. Brands are the same, finding them either extremely valuable or a complete waste of time. It's difficult to understand why there is such a bifurcation in the audience on this point. Finally, the energy level on the show floor seemed incrementally worse than last year, and the talks at the event were reported to me as worse than last year. Personally, I don't go to a lot of the talks, but this is self-reported feedback from others that I got almost universal agreement on from large brands I spoke with. Personally, I love the show and appreciate the hosts like Joe Laszlo, Adam Plum, and H.G. Connell. It's my favorite show of the year by far. And I thought you might also like to hear what others told me about their experience too. There's always things to improve. P.S., in case you didn't know, RMW Commerce is available to help you with your own marketing and events. This year, VTEX, Shopware, and Hawk Media are already coming on as sponsors to our new podcast, The Watson Weekend. Extensive has hired me to keynote their Extensive Edge user conference in San Diego from June 3rd to the 5th. I participated Sunday night at Shop Talk in a VTEX dinner with a number of great brands and had a great time, hopefully imparting some knowledge. If you'd like to hire RMW Commerce to help you break through the noise and in the e-commerce landscape, don't hesitate to reach out. As I like to say, we're part marketing, part channel, part analyst, and part influencer. There's really no other organization out there with the unique set of assets we can bring to bear. If you've been on the fence about participating, now's the time to reach out and get moving before slots fill up. Our second story. Nordstrom could be taken private. A new article from Reuters seems to indicate that the founding family of Nordstrom's is prepared to take the retailer private. This would be a huge event as the company has been public since 1971, but apparently may have decided that the public markets are not the right place for the retailer right now. This move is a little bit surprising because Nordstrom over the past 30-something years has been a pretty good performer. On the other hand, in the last 5 years, the stock is down 50% from its previous levels. It's rumored prior to the pandemic that the board of Nordstrom's considered actually going private then and decided that it was not a good time, turned down an $8.4 billion offer. I bet they wish they had that one back. Given the lack of private equity acquisitions in the past couple of years and the amount of money sitting on the sidelines, it does make sense that it could be a good time to fight the right owner. Given that the company's market cap is now around $3 billion, I'm sure the firm would like to have that old $8 billion offer back, but it's unlikely to fetch something at that level this time around. Our third story. Temu's owner, PDD, doubles annual profit. If you're looking for signs that Temu is going to pull back on its digital marketing spending, you won't find it in the earnings call of its parent company, PDD Holdings. Pinduoduo announced on Wednesday that the company doubled its profit dollars in 2023 compared to 2022, which is one of the larger jumps in absolute profit dollars I've seen from a retailer's earnings this year. At the moment, PDD is primarily one of the biggest competitors of Alibaba, so I expect that's who should be worried by this news the most. However, other retailers in the United States like Dollar Stores, Wish.com, and AliExpress, who has come to the U.S. market, are already under a lot of pressure from Temu's tremendous growth in North America. In the future, the concern goes beyond that, however. Could Temu use these dollars from its parent company to go up market over time and threaten retailers like Amazon and Walmart? Inquiring minds want to know. And our last story. Google launches retail media beta. The publication Retail Touchpoints has reported that Google has launched a new retail media solution and that Lowe's Home Improvement is its first beta customers. Google claims that the new solution will have a clean room type approach and will not expose user-level data to brands. Google calls the solution an off-site retail media platform where brands are able to leverage Lowe's Google search and shopping to advertise and interact with consumers who are shopping on Google. Then, brands can get insights into the sales that are driven back to the retailer. It sounds to me this is directly in Google's wheelhouse, and early indications are that Google could have a winner here. Right now, Amazon is running away with retail media spend, but it's not hard to see how Google could quickly take second place ahead of Walmart, given its advertising prowess as this program develops. Now a word from our sponsor, Commerce Tools. When a multi-billion dollar beauty brand's e-commerce platform neared the end of its life, the entire business was at risk, including the ability to serve customers. By switching to Commerce Tools and embracing a more flexible mock architecture, the retailer's vision for connecting in-store and personalized shopping experiences became a reality. The brand can now roll out new features within days, securing its position as a modern brand that uses technology to its advantage. If you're being held hostage by your technology platform and your developers have thrown up their hands, tell them to start a free trial at commercetools.com today.
Commerce Tools is thrilled to announce its first ever live event, Elevate, the Global Commerce Summit in Miami Beach, Florida, April 16th to 18th, 2024. This is a one-of-a-kind global meeting place for business leaders and technical professionals across brands, verticals, and regions. By day, you'll engage with a power-packed agenda, including stories from brands like PetSmart, Peloton, Ticketmaster, Ulta Beauty, and Zorro that have adopted a modern approach to commerce, thought leaders debating the future of the industry, and hands-on developer training tracks for both individuals and teams. By night, attend an opening party on the white sands of Miami Beach and an exclusive Havana Nights celebration. Tickets are on sale now at elevate.commercetools.com.
It's that time, friends, for our Investor Minute. We have five items on the menu today. First, Lilly AI raises $20 million Series B1 funding. Lilly AI has raised the funding, aiming to enter international markets and expand social and e-commerce platform integrations. This sounds like a great trajectory for the company. Second, Big Sur AI raises $6.9 million in seed funding. The company is an AI-powered SaaS platform which raised $6.9 million in seed funding, showcasing its AI sales agent for product discovery and shopping assistance. Is this conversational commerce 3.0? Third, Outdoor Voices to close all stores. Retailer Outdoor Voices plans to close all locations and transition to online operations only. Are we beginning to see direct consumer brands go back to online only? Or is Outdoor Voices an outlier, which seems like more like the case to me? Sounds like they got over their skis. Fourth, clothing brand Another Tomorrow raises $2 million in Series A funding. Another Tomorrow, a luxury B Corp sustainable clothing brand, has raised $2 million in Series A funding. Sounds like sustainability brands could be a counter trend to places like Temu, which are about disposable products. And finally, Liquid Death raises $67 million in venture funding. Liquid Death has secured $67 million in strategic investor funding, valued at $1.4 billion from strategic partners and distributors, indicating a potential expansion of the brand's distribution. The company represents one of the best examples of branding, marketing, and packaging in the last decade, in my opinion. And today's final word of the week, March 25th, 2024, is Vegas, baby. Well, you probably thought that was coming. I can't say enough how much I enjoyed Shop Talk and the chance to speak in front of a great audience the last Wednesday of the show. My topic was innovation in large organizations. In addition to a 15-minute presentation, there was a 45-minute panel discussion with leaders from Mattel, Esprit, and Mars Snacking. If you missed this in Vegas, reach out to me for a copy of the presentation. Did you know that RMW Commerce has a brand new podcast? Check out the Watson Weekend for an unfiltered and lively e-commerce chat each week with me, Rick Watson, my co-host, Jess Lisesky, and an array of occasional interesting guests and topics, all focused on e-commerce. You can find the Watson Weekend right here on your preferred podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify, or check us out at RMW Commerce on YouTube. That's all for this week. Till next time, Watsonians. Hi, I'm Rick Watson, CEO and founder of RMW Commerce Consulting and host of the Watson Weekly Podcast, your essential e-commerce digest. Our production partner for the series is Citizen Race Car. The show is produced by Jose Baez. Production manager, Gabriela Montague. To hear new episodes of the show every Monday morning, subscribe now at rmwcommerce.com/Watson Weekly and wherever you get your podcasts.